Ryan and Marta were sitting in the entrance steps of the school, clutching their heads, trying to understand everything that teacher Lewis had just told them. Finally, Ryan broke the silence.
Teacher, but are there ways to adapt to this? What can we and people here do to adapt to be better prepared?
Exactly, Brian. You can do many things to adapt, and they are not that difficult to carry out. For example, we should protect our natural resources, that is, all nature such as forests, mangroves, and reefs. Find ways to grow crops without cutting down so many trees, and avoid living in high-risk areas like those that are prone to flooding, among other things.
Teacher, we heard that tomorrow there's a group from an organization that can guide us to plant mangrove seedlings. They are sowing this morning. How about we get organized with the rest of the class and go help them?
Yes! Teacher, I just have a question. What is a mangrove?
Sure, Brian. A mangrove is a tree that grows near water, where the water is a bit salty. Have you seen them? They are home to fish and they protect us against hurricanes and storms.
Ah, I know what they are. My dad told me that there were a lot of mangroves, and now there isn't that much. Do you think that if we plant mangrove plants, we can help?
Of course, Marta. Tomorrow, we will organize the students, and we can do that. But of course, in the meantime, your task remains to investigate what other things people here can do to adapt. Talk to your parents and grandparents. They have lived here for many years and know the place. They will surely be able to help you think about what to do. They will surely answer that we would have to respect and take care of nature as it was done many years ago.
Martha and Brian said goodbye to teacher Lewis and left the school. As they paddled home in Brian's canoe, they both thought about what they would say to their parents and what things could be done to adapt to climate change.
This education program is brought to you by the Smart Coast Project, led by the World Wildlife Fund in collaboration with the Coastal Zone Management Authority and Institute. This project is part of the International Climate Initiative from the German government.